Continuing our locker room chats here on Week 4 Coaches Shows, again on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats boys team, Adam Schreiner. It's been a lot of games since the last time we've spoke. We've taken on Onega, Fairbury, Thayer Central, Rock Hills, Hanover, and Axtell. Again, nice stretch of games there for you. Took the victory over Onega, took the victory also over Thayer Central and Rock Hills. So 3-3 in your last six games. Coach, what can you tell me about the last slate of games there for you on your schedule?
Well, I mean, like you said, we played a bunch of games there in a row over break. So, you know, I think some of it, the kids are happy they get to play, but also that's a lot of games and limited practices. So I think that's kind of shown up in some of the games and whatnot. But, you know, the kids are, they're trying, they're competing. There's definitely another level we need to get to. I mean, when you look at what Hanover and kind of Axtell did against us, we know that we got to compete at a higher level, and that starts at practice, and we'll kind of continue to work on that and build that up.
Yeah, and you mentioned recently the two teams that you played was Hanover and Axtell. I mean, two teams that are going to pretty much compete for the Class 1A Division 2 title, Hanover and Axtell, again, top five teams in that. What's it like kind of taking on top-ranked opponents? Again, they're lower than your class in Division 2, but, you know, being able to take them on, especially before the Twin Valley League tournament, what are some things and what are some good takeaways you can get from those matchups?
Well, I think just the speed that both of those teams played with. I mean, as a coach, I did not have the kids prepared for that, and that starts with me. And we got to go to the drawing board and kind of figure out how can we, you know, maneuver our practices around to make sure we're trying to get some of those looks, because both of those teams are well coached and they really like to get up and down the floor and kind of up in your grill defensively. And I mean, we got to grow and get better from it, but they're two very good teams that show you that there's another level that you need to get to, and we understand that, and we're going to strive to do that.
Well, a chance to get back in the win column with Clifton Clyde, the Eagles, on Friday, and then next Tuesday against Donovan West, all before the Twin Valley League tournament starting up the following week over that weekend. So, Coach, I mean, again, how do you get back in the win column here with Clifton Clyde on Friday and then Donovan West also next Tuesday?
Well, we got to take care of some business on our end, make sure offensively we're executing and hitting our screens, and when we get the opportunities to go get some layups and stuff, that we're finishing those layups when we get the chances. So, I mean, we got to clean some stuff up ourselves, no doubt about it. But Clifton Clyde's another solid team, and we got to make sure that we try to keep them out of their comfort zone and their rhythm. And we'll have to look at film and find ways to do that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, thanks for jumping up here and joining us for our first Coaches Shows of 2026, week number 4. Coach, again, thank you for your time.
Thank you. We appreciate all you do.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner for the Frankfort Wildcats of the boys program. Upcoming, the Frankfort Wildcats, Clifton Clyde on Friday, Donovan West next Tuesday. This locker room chat has been brought to you by Wenkel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System.